This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception. It's Alex Jones.
We're going deep here. We're covering every angle. And I got to say, this is very transparent. And the people that questioned the stand down at Pearl Harbor were proven right decades later. Congressional testimony, and now it's basically declassified. We're not attacking America because our government allowed the Japanese to attack us. We're not supporting the Imperial Japanese. But it's wrong to pull that type of crap. So it's not some unique evil of Netanyahu. And I'm not here being an apologist for Netanyahu. I'm exposing it. But there's also a sickness by a lot of people to look at crooked stuff Israeli leadership does and then say, well, that's because they're Jews. Give me a break. False flags have been carried out by every major empire and group out there. And we got too many nuclear weapons and too much dangerous stuff. Now it's got to stop. And when the public stops buying false flags or events they allow to happen, we'll stop having them. And that's my take on this. Lauren Whiskey, you really are a smart lady. I always enjoyed having you on. I was interrupting you. You're making some amazing points. Please continue.
No, it's fine. No. It's fine. You know, so I was researching a purpose behind the war. So back in 2021, Qatar had actually made a deal that they are installing pipelines in Gaza. So Gaza is about to be an oil haven. $60 million were committed to building energy sources in Gaza. So there's your reason for the war right there. When's the we've infinite amount of times we've gone to war for the sake of oil and energy. So like I said, we could have asked those concert organizers why on earth they moved their concert to the border. But we can't ask them because they're dead. How about that? So the only people that we can really ask about what's going on, they're missing or they are dead. Now, Israelis are coming forward and talking about how IDF had stood down, how it was obviously organized. And just because you have an evil government, it doesn't mean you have an evil people. It really doesn't. Here in the United States, everything this current administration does doesn't represent us. Same goes for Hamas and the Palestinians. You know, there are innocent Palestinians over there. There are innocent Israelis over there. Both are getting massacred as a result of the decisions of their leadership that sent them to the slaughter. Now, they have nothing to, you know, some people had no idea they were innocent bystanders or they were collateral damage for a bigger war that they all want to drag their people into. Now they have a reason for it. And we know that global leaders, you know, they're money hungry, they're warmongering. Just look at ours, like Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, other people calling us to war, basically offering us our American kids to go fight for a foreign country. Now I'm American first. I'm America first full through and through. And I want to urge our leaders, do not send Americans to war. But Israelis do need to demand answers of their leadership. They need to demand answers from Netanyahu and IDF generals as to why they left them to die, why they left them to slaughter. And hopefully we can stop this war by bringing the truth. Hopefully we can put a stop to the genocides that are happening now. We can put a stop to the bombings. We can put a stop to the innocent civilians and innocent bystanders in Palestine who are dying. You know, people are dying. We as Christians, you know, we support life. We don't want to see any of these little children die. I'm so sick and tired of seeing little kids die on my Twitter timeline. Enough is enough. We can end this war. Demand better from your leadership. Demand answers from your leadership and settle for nothing less.
I totally agree. I want to come back with really the final cherry on top for all this for the listeners. I'm sure a lot of them have already figured this out, but where this is all going and more. And that last little piece of footage that TV viewers saw, radio listeners didn't see it, was one clip of Iranians north of Israel firing a precision-guided missile from 3 miles away directly into a foxhole and killing two Israeli forward observers. Now, why that's important is Hamas doesn't have precision weapons. There are reportedly tens of thousands of precision weapons right across the Israeli border to the north and Iran is set to unleash them. Now, that's serious. Israel could easily be overrun. They'll then use nuclear weapons.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
BlackRock, State Street. Vanguard, controlled together, and they are all owned by the same group, same consortium of corporations, 88% of the money and assets on Earth. And they have greenlit war all over the world, social strife, race war, cutting off of energy, all of it. And they need global crises to bring in their world government. Now, Yuval Noah Harari, who's one of the main spokespersons and the high priest at the World Economic Forum, who says humans are obsolete and world government's taking over and all the rest of it, and the future's not human, has now come out in a new video and said Benjamin Netanyahu is becoming a dictator, and that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to use these attacks to become a dictator. Now, you've got to really study Israeli politics, and boy, will any studying any parliament will give you a headache, because there's like 6, 7, 8, 9 big parties and 10 or 15 little ones, and they're always jumping back and forth. That's why the prime minister will be in, and the president's over here, and they change this, change that. I mean, it's a mess. And from my study, if you read The Economist, published by the Rothschilds, they're mad at the Likudniks, who they think have taken their project away that the Rothschilds at the end of World War II set up. That's all a fact. It's not debatable. And so that's the weird leftist plan of a world government. They're going to use a crisis in Israel to bring it in. And so there's an obsession with Israel because they know the Christians are obsessed with it. And it just gets into a bunch of bizarre eschatology and the global left's manipulation of prophecy. So this gets into some really dark stuff. And so Netanyahu has a bunch of leftist Jews worldwide at war with him. And it is true that the judicial reform basically makes the central government dictatorial. And so what Harari's saying is true, and I don't like Harari. He's really bad. He's just mad that the group he represents won't be in control of Israel. So we're going to play this clip and then get Lauren Witzke's take on it. Here it is.
What limits the power of the government? In the USA, there is an entire system of checks and balances. In Israel, we have no constitution, no senate, no federal structure, and no other check on the power of the central government except one, the Supreme Court. Now, the government is trying to gain control of the Supreme Court. If it succeeds, there will be no mechanism that limits its power. Coalition members have already proposed numerous laws and regulations that discriminate against Muslims, Christians, women, LGBTQ people, and secular people. They are only waiting to take control of the Supreme Court, and then they could unleash this dictatorial flood. Also, with the Supreme Court neutralized, the government could easily rig the elections. For example, by denying Arab citizens voting rights, or by closing down all independent media outlets. Israel will still hold elections, just as Russia holds elections, but it will become a dictatorship. This should be a grave concern, not just to Americans who care about democracy or about the Jewish people. The USA might soon have to deal with a new militaristic dictatorship in the Middle East, armed not only with nuclear capabilities, but also with advanced cyber weapons able to strike anywhere in the world.
Now, what he said is totally true, except he represents a power block that I gotta say is probably even worse. So, it's not that Harari's good, or Netanyahu's good, or Hamas is good. It's that the globalists have unlimited money, and they can fund different groups that actually hate each other, but to collide them in against each other to bring in the crisis that brings in the world government. So I want to play a clip we played earlier. I want to point it out for TV viewers. Radio listeners, I'll describe it. This is a few days ago when Israel was bombing some of the airfields in Syria and also firing some rockets into Lebanon. Hezbollah, that's come in with Iran and basically kicked most of the Christians out and the rest of it. Again, just pointing out what the loving Muslims do. There wouldn't even be really any Christians left in Lebanon, and the Israelis having gone in over and over again and protected them. See, I'm going to say nice things when it's true. Say bad things when it's true, too. It's just facts, facts, facts. And you can decide what you think about all this. But they began to fire missile after missile every time, killing Israelis in their guard shacks and in their foxholes. And they didn't miss. Iran has tens of thousands of precision-guided missiles and drones in Lebanon, southern Lebanon. And Iran says if Israel goes in, they're going to unleash Hezbollah on northern Israel. Now, the last time Israel went in there was 2006, 2007. They waited. And I've actually talked to IDF soldiers that I've run into and you know. And I didn't just read about the news. They said, oh, it was incredible. When Hezbollah attacked northern Israel and Israel went in because of it, when their tanks and troops went through, there were all these tunnels. And up popped Hezbollah behind them and then shot the tanks in the back and killed a bunch of troops. And the Israelis got beaten, folks. And that's why I don't agree with what Ben Shapiro is basically saying is going to happen. I don't want it to happen. But Shapiro says if Israel starts losing, they're going to nuke. And Israel said they will. They call that the Samson option. So that's where we are on this Sunday night. But we'll show that footage of the precision-guided munition again. Miles and miles away, the Iranians fire it. And they did this a whole bunch, multiple times, and every time killed the people they were aiming at. Just to let Israel know, if you think we had a lot of weapons here 16, 17 years ago, why don't you go ahead and come into our trap right now? And that's the real trap. Israel sucks everything down into the south to fight Hamas, and then Hezbollah attacks. In closing, Lauren Witzke, I want to invite you back again sooner. You used to come on years ago. I see your work all the time. I called my producer and said, I want her on anytime she's got breaking news. Call us and come on. We've got a few minutes left here with you. We really appreciate you. Michael Yon's coming up, a super expert on all this. And down at the Darien Gap right now, he hiked out 20 miles just to get to a spot with internet. But in closing, any other points you'd like to make? And tell us more about crosstalknews.com.
Yeah, sure, for sure. Well, like you said, Alex, there is no global war without conflict. If there were at peace, they have no reason to fight. And the rise of Hamas, the support of Hamas, is the only reason Israel is in the position it's in right now. Prior to Hamas seizing power, they actually had a very liberal party that wasn't Islamic extremist. They were very peaceful with Israel. Well, somebody started funding Hamas, propped them up, actually made them a legitimate political party within Gaza. And then from there, that's where the conflict escalated. So somebody was funding Hamas. Somebody knew that they would cause destabilization in Gaza and eventually lead to attacks on Israel. So like you said, there's always a globalist pulling the strings behind the scenes, but nothing gets done when everybody's at peace. There's no money to be made. There's no conflict to prey on when countries are at peace, and they couldn't have that. So that's why Hamas was able to seize power. There's always a reason behind the scenes for the conflict, and you're absolutely right. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. It was wrong when our government let the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor. Doesn't mean we're saying the Japanese Imperial Navy was good. They were horrible. Committed war crimes all over Asia, particularly China and the Philippines and Korea. And it was wrong when our government, bare minimum, let 9/11 happen. And it's wrong to have our borders open and have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Islamic-age men, military-age men, Islamic military-age men coming in. And you can see the setup here. Because George Bush didn't get in trouble for the stand down. Netanyahu's not getting in trouble for the stand down. Roosevelt didn't get in trouble for the stand down. And so because everybody just throws up their hands and says, we'll do whatever you say, they're going to keep doing it. And then the whole police state that's being set up is being set up for the people domestically. Oh, the number one terror threat isn't China or the Mexican mafia or the Russians or anything else. We're told
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After the show tonight, signing copies of this. Only place you can sign copies that are a fundraiser, InfoWarsStore.com, or unsigned copies, InfoWarsStore.com, or let's drive it to number one if you want to buy a bunch of copies as well, Amazon.com. And it went to number one on the Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller list, the last book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. This book's 200 pages longer, incredibly powerful, consider their master plan, how to stop them. It's really... I spent four or five times more time on this book. I mean, it took us meeting a couple times a week, 8 months to write this book. I wrote the other one in just a few months, and it's jam-packed. It's the enemy battle plan. This is the latest battle plan update, and then how to stop them. It's powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening now and keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or get it at Amazon.com as well. But exclusive signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, joining us for the balance of the hour is former Army Special Forces patriot and, of course, famous journalist from all over the world, war correspondent, author Michael Yon on Twitter at Michael_Yon, MichaelYon.locals.com. Incredible job on the war room with Steve Bannon. Also joining us last week on the show, knocking it out of the park. Also, so many times calling out the United States military hierarchy and being proven right over and over again. He's here to go multi-level on us and not just look at this one or two or three-dimensional. What's really going on in Israel? What's going on with Iran saying they're about to go in? How does this tie into China getting ready to move against Taiwan? NATO losing the war in Ukraine? And the tens of thousands every few months of his military-age Islamic men pouring through, Biden giving the money. It was 5 weeks ago, to Iran, going right to Hezbollah, and then right to Hamas. And then now we have Biden saying, oh, no, Iran's not involved. I mean, this is sick. Israel, 7-hour stand down. This is just unbelievable. I mean, it looks really bad. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining us, sir. And you can start wherever you want.
Yeah, really. Thank you for having me on. I love coming on your show. I was out in the Darien Gap this morning. I woke up and went right to an aircraft that I had chartered, thanks to my incredibly excellent donors. And, I went out there and I photographed the camps again. Mostly I'm down on the ground and that sort of thing, out in, you know, with the Indians and in the camps. But sometimes I go up high and, you know, get a airplane and fly over it and see how it's going with the flows of the aliens coming through the Darien Gap. That right there is, Las Blancas camp. I just made that this morning.
And by the way, I apologize. I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to skip the next network break, not this one coming up, the one after that, give you more time. But I know you don't toot your horn, so I forgot to explain. What you and your team have done, not just in Central America, not just in Panama, not just the Texas and Arizona borders, but with the helicopters and with the drones and everything, you've exposed the giant UN camps, Klaus Schwab funding them. You've got congressional and state investigations. So congratulations. You and your team literally deserve Pulitzer Prizes, but you get that for being evil now. You guys are showing what other media could do if they would simply go there. You're bringing Congress people there, senators there. You're like the Babe Ruth of this. And you've been predicting Islamic Jihad explosions. You know a lot about it. So I'm going to shut up and say start over. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that. In fact, I just took a contractor down here from Texas to look at the camps. so that I can ask her opinion about what does this look like to you? How's this development going? It's very interesting. And so I just, this morning I chartered another airplane. I flew over the new camps. They're building two new camps in the Darien Gap. That is an existing camp called Las Blancas. I'm often in that camp. And, I was just down there on the ground the other day. Actually, the president of Costa Rica and the president of Panama were in that camp on the 6th of October announcing that they're going to go. You see those red buses in the lower left corner?
Let's explain. These are UN multinational staging grounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I left that part out. That's the most important part. Funded by the United States. And those little red buses down on the bottom, to date, they're up to about 60 buses per day, so about 5 dozen per day. But they're going to increase that to 200 per day. And now, instead of driving up to the Costa Rican border, and there's another camp up there, they're going to forego, the aliens are going to forego even stopping at the border, and they're going to go right through the buses straight up to Nicaraguan border. So in other words, you can come, bottom line is, you can come from Colombia and be it through Panama, through Costa Rica, at the Nicaraguan border. If you're really lucky, okay, that's important. I'll tell you about that if you can hold it. You could be, if you're really lucky, you could be at the Nicaraguan border in 5 days. But if you're just, you know, moseying around, 7 days. But in the past, it took a long time to get through. But now the camps are much more efficient. They're far more efficient. They're bigger, and they're putting in two new camps. That image you just showed is one of the new camps. Okay, that one right there. That is the camp. That's one. I just made that image hours ago in the airplane. That's near a village called Canan Membrillo. And Canan Membrillo is the river, Rio Membrillo, and Canan is the name of the village. That's the village most of the Chinese use who come through. And so they're building, look how big that camp is, right? So that's one of two. That's the other one. We were down on the ground with our feet on the ground in that one, droning it, and now I just flew over it in the aircraft. So this one is near Bajo Chiquito. That's another village. That's on a different river called Rio Turquesa. I've been up there, I don't know, probably 30 times or so.
So again, talk to us like we're 5 years old. Most people, regular listeners know this. We have millions that tune in on a routine basis that are brand new viewers. Explain. This is on the border of Central and South America, a giant UN staging ground to literally bring in people from Africa, the Middle East, Asia, everywhere, mainly military-aged men just turbo-surging in, and they're literally given debit cards, USAID, George Soros, UN, Klaus Schwab, on record. You show the UN camps, the UN signs, huge buses of Chinese military-aged men. You can see their bearing. They're military. A lot of them look like officers. I mean, these are some bad hombres.
That's true. I made this hyperlapse a few weeks ago at Las Blancas, the one that you just saw from the air. I was down on the ground, and so many people are sick and coughing. Look at me. I'm coughing now. Ben Berkwam and Oscar Blue got sick again for the third time in a row. A lot of the Indians down there are very sick. So they're building these two new camps. The one camp that you just showed before, we call that new camp because we don't even have a name for it yet. That's on the Rio Turquesa. That's near the village called Bajo Chiquito. So Bajo Chiquito gets about 3,000 to 5,000, that river right in front of us, the Rio Turquesa, the River Turquesa, right? So that one has about sometimes 3,000 to 5,000 per day, at least 3,000 per day at this point, and sometimes 5 and even 6, I think, on a couple of days. So they're building that new camp. So we were out there, and the Embera Indians were cutting that down with their machetes, and they said this is for 15,000 people. So that's just one of the two new camps. So right now, in September of this year, August of this year, 82,000 came through the Darien Gap, according to the Panamanian government. Last month in September, I don't know the numbers yet, but I'm guessing about 100,000 because I was watching the flows every day. Now, something that's very interesting, Alex, I think one of the most interesting things is these two new camps are being built just before the war in Israel. It's probably a coincidence, but I'm just throwing that data point out there. But so they just started building these two new camps just before the war. And this is the sort of stuff, we see this every day. I didn't make that footage, but I see that stuff just like that.
Stay there. So you're not just at the Texas border showing them here, you're showing where it's all coming from with the UN camps, and you go into these camps. It's incredible. You got drone footage of it all. Michael Yon, stay there. I want to finish up with the Darien Gap, the new developments, and then shift gears with your expertise into what's happening in the Middle East right now. Please stay with us, folks. This guy is a true investigative journalist. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Remember in the last decade, the tens of millions of Islamists is pouring into Europe, the images of those giant caravans surging through from UN bases built on their borders. Well, the same NGOs, the same people that ran that invasion of Europe now have set up camps in Mexico, in Guatemala, down into Central America, down into Panama, and then into South America, and have billions of dollars to bring them in. And I told you those images 10 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago. I said it's coming here, and Trump told you that too. When they removed Trump, they initiated that operation. And so I want you to finish up, and anytime you can come on. I know you were in the bush and went through a lot of trouble to get back to us because your Starlink's been down for whatever reason. But I want you to then get in a big picture because you were in special operations in Europe dealing with the Russians. And after that, you're what people don't know you are a very famous reporter in the Iraq war, as they said, you know, New York Times, rock star status for the troops, for telling the truth, exposing the Pentagon, BSing. So I really respect your view on this potentially world-ending crisis that we see expanding right now in Israel. So please continue.
Yeah, obviously this is massively important. And these food issues and all these things that you talk about all the time, they're coming to pass. For instance, the invasions. These are straight up invasions. These are not border crisis. You know, I often talk with people and they'll mention something about the border crisis and I say, stop. This is not a border crisis. You will die. I mean, really die, Camp of the Saints style. You know, when it comes to Israel, I'm not over there in Israel right now, obviously. I'm in Panama. This is what will kill the United States is things like the Darien Gap and the unfettered invasion that's going on. If the United States dies, Israel's dead anyway, right? We all know that. By the way, that's a video that the Chinese circulate. It shows them. They make it sound like it's like a vacation to get up for them. It kind of is. To get up to the United States, they start in Quito, Ecuador, and then they go through Colombia and Panama. And as you can see, they march. They do the route. They call it the route. They do the route. They meet with their snakeheads. We call them coyotes. Chinese call them snakeheads. And actually, a lot of the Chinese fly to Mexico City or Cancun first, and they just bypass the entire, you know, Central America. They'll actually literally go on a vacation and then
go. No, I understand you're a boots on the ground guy. I want to get back to Darien Gap because that's where you're on the ground with huge. I mean, you were telling me on the phone the other day, it's exponential up to 300,000 a month. And then once you hit that point, then it's going to be millions. I mean, the UN's gearing up. Just like it's double or triple what it was a year ago, it's exponential. I want you to hit that. You're right. That this is but Iran saying they're getting ready if Israel goes into Gaza to attack Israel. All the stuff going on over there. How serious is that from your historical research?
Oh, extremely serious. Keep in mind, we're very vulnerable in the United States to Hamas and Hezbollah and the whole who's who in the zoo. I mean, you know, Venezuela, you've said this many times, Venezuela has a lot of Hezbollah, right? And so does Peru. And they're coming through the Darien Gap every day. Not to mention some Hamas occasionally get found coming through. But, you know, they're not – actually, some of the people that I talk with coming through the gap say they're from Gaza. Not a high number, but, you know, enough that I notice. I mean, obviously, you notice somebody from Gaza. But, again, a lot of the people, the Hezbollah that are in Venezuela, they were actually born there. So they speak Spanish fluently. Their body language is fluent, matches up.
Well, that's right. We know there's Hezbollah camps in northern Mexico, correct?
I have not been to them, so I don't know the details of that. That would be, you know, Jason Jones would be a good man, or Todd Bensman, my friend. Both of them are good friends. They would be the good men to talk with about that. Down here, though, in fact, one of the things that I'm flying to Japan for soon is to meet with an expert who's an expert on those groups down here, such as in El Salvador. And believe it or not, he's in Japan right now. So I'm going to fly over there and see him. And so there's a lot that are coming through South America, through the Darien Gap. But I'm telling you, the Darien Gap is a huge artery. That's why I keep
coming
here.
You keep hammering it. And to your credit, no one knew what it was a few years ago. Now, I know you know this for listeners, Congress is looking at it. States are looking at it. Major investigations. So great job. So the bottom line is, you told me in text on the phone, it's a massive escalation. Break that down for us.
Oh, it is. Right now, I would say by January or so, maybe February, when dry season gets here, you'll probably see about, 300,000 a month. I think that's quite easy, actually. And now, as we go into 2025, you only need two bridges to really up the flow here to epic areas. They already have plans to build one of the bridges.
Well, it's already epic. So, if it's exponential, 300,000 about a month, what's it about to be?
It could be literally, I'm just realistically, mathematically, it could be a million a month by 2025. I mean, especially when you're using boats to go around the Darien Gap, which they, you know, they've done for years, but not in large numbers. There's routes on the Pacific and the Atlantic side. You know, there's just many ways to up the flow. But one of those is just building two bridges, and these are simple bridges. These are bridges that the U.S. Army could build in like 1 to 2 days. I mean, I'm up those rivers all the time. They're not serious. Well, I mean, during the flash floods they are. But actually, the Chinese build those bridges every, like they build them every January, February, because they use them to get the trees out that they're cutting down in the Darien Gap. They cut down these very expensive trees, and then when the flash floods come in the rainy season, it blows the bridges out. So then the Chinese come back and they rebuild the bridges, which the Indians do in exchange. The Indians want the bridges, like Hunan Indians and Embera Indians. They want those bridges. And so, you
sure,
know,
you're a classic special forces operative, like you're reporting to general, giving them just raw data you saw. But as a citizen, as a longtime journalist, big picture here, I've studied, I can give listeners advice. Where's Congress having hearings about billions through USAID going to the UN to fund this? Where's Congress with the Chinese government and others funding bridges to invade us? Where is the U.S. military? Talk about the U.S. interest. I'm up for invading countries. But, I mean, Panama is one of our enclaves until now. Why is it being ceded and handed over? We're in 160 countries. The few we ought to be is where we built the damn Panama Canal with Teddy Roosevelt when the French failed. I mean, you know the history. So wherever we should be, and it's constitutional, we're not. Wherever we're not supposed to be, we are. And so let's talk about solutions. Well, what should the listeners and Congress and people do? Because you're a leader, even though you don't try to be one. And people want your opinion, not just your intel, sir. Not just your raw reporting. What would you do to shut this down?
Shut the border and mass deportations for starters. And I mean mass deportations. First, deter.
So that kills the incentive. Deport here starts it.
Oh, yeah. Deter, detect, denaturalize, and deport. And I mean millions. And we can do it. And we can stop most of the border. That's not hard to do, actually. There's many ways to do it. It's been done before. And it's like Darien Gap. People will tell you all the time. Actually, tonight they're going to have a show on Panamanian television. It starts in a couple of hours. And it's called Darien is Not a Route in Spanish, right? And they're saying that, you know, they've got this information campaign down here that Panama wants to shut it. But meanwhile, I was just out flying over the camps again today. They're building two new camps. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's like Greg Abbott in Texas saying, you know, we're putting up wall or rubber things in the Rio Grande that don't work, and it just keeps flooding in. Now, I've had several congressmen contact me over the last few days, which is, you know, Tom Tiffany and Ogle and Brian Babin. They're all interested in not, for instance, letting the Palestinians settle in the United States. However, I'm down here in the Darien Gap, and this is like a door that's wide open. All they have to do is get into South America, which is child's play. You know, Turkey will probably help them. When I'm watching migration issues over such as in Lithuania, that sort of thing, Istanbul was often a way stop for the aliens I was talking with that were coming through Belarus. They would go through Istanbul, the ones from Africa.
Exactly. So just like Panama is the way stop, it was the same way with the Islamic invasion of Europe.
By the way, that I call that China camp. That's San Vicente camp. I've been in that camp many, many times. I've stayed right beside it in a hotel for months on end. That's the camp that Mayorkas was in April of 2023 with fistfuls of cash, and he expanded this camp. So this is much more.
That's right. So Mayorkas is funding the expansion of the invasion camps.
Oh, straight up. I mean, he says so. It's not hidden. They don't hide it. It's not like behind closed doors. I mean, they're
by the way, I was talking to Tucker Carlson last week. I'll leave it at that. And I said, because he was having a guest on about all this, and I said, you got to get Michael Yon on. And so I got him the info. You need to go to Maine, or he goes to Florida soon. You need to get on there and lay this out for him.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fox and the Greeks. So everything you just said, that's a huge report, and it's all Islamic, basically. 100-year-old Kissinger says opening the borders to all these cultures was wrong. They will not assimilate. We'll destroy us. Well, then why the hell did the globalists do this? Multiculturalism head. The Home Secretary of England says we're doomed. We've got to shut the borders down. Sounds like people are starting to listen to you. What's happened in the Western elites where suddenly they're admitting this is bad? But like you said, the Panamanian government says it's bad while they open the border and build bridges.
I think a lot of the people are starting to realize, like they've done in Ukraine when Stalin came in and with Mao and so many times in the world that you talk about all the time, they start to realize that their money is not going to is not going to help them. I mean, in fact, it's a pork chop around their neck. For instance, Panama, I'm right by the Panama Canal. It's right out my window. I mean, this is a pork chop around Panama's neck. I mean, you're surrounded by tigers and lions. A lot of these cultures coming in are highly predatory. And as you know, I've spent most of my life outside of the United States all over the world, in so many countries, in so many villages. Some fish don't mix well in the same aquarium. Some are highly predatory. Some are highly naive, like the Swedish. They're going to get ate up. I was in Luxembourg last year. The first time I was in Luxembourg was when I was actually in Special Forces. We were training to parachute into Poland. We did it. We're doing it in Luxembourg. But it was a beautiful country. It was the jewel of Europe. Now, I went back there last year, and it was about 50%, not 1.5, about look online on their embassy. It's about 50% migrants now. I think it was 47 or 48, something like that. And they're still flooding in from all over the world. The streets are dangerous. It felt unsafe. Somebody broke into a car right outside my hotel, right outside my window, and just smashed the window and, you know, did it like San Francisco or New York style. I mean, that's the kind of things that happen. And Luxembourg will never take that back. They don't have enough testosterone. They're just going to... One time, you know...
Well, that's the thing about the left. And of course, Herman von Rumpe, he was basically the king of that. The head of the EU was the Nazi king of Luxembourg, and he wouldn't stop it because they hate the West. The globalists hate the West because they couldn't control it, and the strength of the West threatened their global hegemony, but then they crap where they eat and destroy their own command bases. That's just idiotic.
They do. And right now, as everybody runs off to Israel or Ukraine or whatever, I'm not going. If the United States dies, Israel's just dead. I mean, bottom line, right? I mean, and if I get shot over there, and I have a tendency when I get into a war zone, I tend to go right where the fighting is. If I get shot over there, I'm probably not going to get any blood anyway. And if I do, it's going to be vaxxed. You know what I mean? It's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, I mean, bottom line is, the United States is my country. I'm not going running off to defend Ukraine.
No, I tell you, you're making a key point here that I'm glad I wasn't even thinking of. Exactly. Where is the Israel lobby? Most of it's promoting open borders here, but not for them. They should understand if America falls, they're done.
They're finished. I mean, they won't last a week without us. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, they need top cover from every different direction. There's a lot of people on
them. Mean, they've got two of our aircraft carriers right now backing them up and two strike forces.
And they're not, Alex, as you know, they're not thinking it through. This daring gap of why I keep telling them, you know, they're coming through here and they will go to Fort Lauderdale and Miami and New York and hunt down you in the synagogue and kill everybody. That, you know, they'll do it. Bottom line, they say they're going to do it and they're coming through in huge numbers right now. If we dump out all of Gaza through the Darien Gap, I mean, how long before they figure out, you know, who's who in the zoo and where the synagogues are? I mean, they're going to take this war to their homes. And again, the money is not going to save most people. It's a pork chop around their neck. And as you know, look, what did Hitler do? What did Stalin do? He said, and so many others, you know, go take their homes, go take their farms, go take their businesses. Of course, the country collapses.
Zimbabwe, just you name it, Cuba, Venezuela, exactly. BlackRock and the rest of them are killing themselves instead of capturing the West, which they've done, and running it, and then building it up, making it strong. They predate and are predators against it. You're right. Why don't the global elites think this through?
I don't know. But, you know, you talk about cults sometimes. And as you know, World Economic Forum, which Bibi is a member of. Netanyahu is a member of the World Economic Forum. So is Governor Abbott, right? They're both members of the world. That is a straight-up cult. And, you know, remember, the only cult, I've studied cults quite a lot. It was something, it was a line of study I got started with when I was in Special Forces, was studying cults. And it was actually some of the older soldiers was like, you know, you'll benefit from studying these things. And I was like, what are you talking about? Anyway, it's been a huge, actually, in the study of cults. And I've learned a lot of things. One thing is, the only cult you'll never see is the cult you're in, right? You'll see everybody else's cult, but you won't see the cult that you're in. And if it's a very serious cult, they will do absolutely anything. And I mean anything. They'll vax their babies and put it on Instagram. Imagine that's like Aztec land throwing the babies down the steps. You can't even make up the stuff. But that is cult behavior. And cult, and now we've got these brainwashing platforms, our phones and everything else that can be used with, you know, artful and scientific techniques and using our data and whatnot that can be used to basically make instant cults. Like, we've got to get vaxxed. Oh, we got to go save Ukraine. You know, we got to go save Israel again. You know, I have nothing against Israel at all. In fact, I put in a lot of personal capital into defending Israel. I've been over there and that sort of thing. But at the same time, our Marines are not the Israeli Marines, right? We're not their 911, right? We're not their, they constantly want us to get into a war with Iran. The last thing we should do right now is, what the wars do? Wars do just
no,
a couple
I totally
major
agree. So in
things.
Closing, when I don't want you to come out of the jungle for me. You text me when you want to come on, and most of the time I'll be here and available, or we can tape if I'm not live. Any of the shows, we're talking 10 hours a day, are yours. Michael Young, incredible job. Everybody needs to follow your work right now. But 30 seconds on this. I'm not attacking Israel, but clearly 7-hour stand down, their newspapers admit, before any aid was sent when thousands are attacking their border and going through. I don't buy that for a minute.
Okay, putting a couple pieces together. Bibi is a super vaxxer. He did the super lockdowns, and he pushed the vax hard, right? And look, he's pushing the migration issue, right? The invasion, actually. And I mean, seriously, I mean, he's one of the enemies. He's in a cult. Bibi's in, he's obviously in the World Economic Forum cult. And I mean, I don't know if he's actually, brainwashed by it or if he's just playing the dancing in with the other cult members who may be brainwashed by it, but he's certainly behaving on their behalf.
I totally agree. And he's using the Jews as guinea pigs and let the stand down happen so he gets more power and control. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. You know, I talk with Orthodox Jews quite regularly. They don't like him at all. As you know, there's a lot of Jews that don't want Israel. Interestingly, when I traveled with a lot of Israelis in India one time for quite a while, I was actually studying cults, and some of them really hated Israel. And I was like, why do you hate Israel so much? You know, I like Israel. And,
all right, well, listen, Michael, we're out of time. Join me again. Incredible job. Michael Young. On Twitter, Michael_Yon, MichaelYon@locals.com. We love you. Thank you so much. Be safe, brother.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate coming on.
Thank you, sir. Incredible. That guy's amazing. Total truth, man. It's just a straight shooter. All right. Chase Geyser is another great brain. He's got so much the next 2 hours. Sunday Night Live. Your station doesn't cover it or carry it. You can find it at Infowars.com/show. But let me talk about fundraising. I got approached by some top whiskey makers. You know, George Washington with Sam Adams helped fund the revolution with this. You know, other revolutionaries rob banks and kidnap people. We don't do that. So we have a limited edition whiskey. These cases are going out to people like Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. Well, I get Tucker one the other day. But the point is that this right here is amazing. And I'm very, very proud of it. It's super high quality Kentucky whiskey. It's a limited 10,000 bottles that are left. This is a fundraiser to keep us on air. This is historic, and there's something special with the blacklight about these bottles. Overhead shot, please. When you aim a blacklight at this, it has got a lot of really amazing hidden information on the bottle that is not visible unless you've got a blacklight. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's really high-quality product. We are very, very proud of it, and it's going to be what helps keep us on air. You can go to conspiracybourbon.com. That's conspiracybourbon.com. It is a limited run of these, and if you want to keep us on the air, that's how you do it, conspiracybourbon.com. And you can't get it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can't get it by calling our toll-free number. One place to get it, conspiracybourbon.com. And it's just a great historic thing, a memento. And I got a sneaking suspicion these things are going to be collector's items. That's what they are. ConspiracyBourbon.com. And your purchase keeps the broadcast on air. So one word, ConspiracyBourbon.com. And there's only 10,000 bottles of this. This is the first run. It's already successful. It's going to sell it very quickly. We're going to have other runs, but every run will have a different label. And they got the great idea for this black light, and it's really, really cool. So I want to thank you all for your support, conspiracybourbon.com. And please don't forget to get my book, The Great Awakening, at InfoWarsStore.com, signed or unsigned. Thank you all. We'll be right back with the great Chase Geyser.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.